Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
It's a lot of rhythm that you bring us back. ARS, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, the new one, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Beverly Inman Ebo, you got a great book, too. Tell us about it.
TalkListen.com is my website, and the book that I use with all my clients is Talk Is Not Cheap. And you can get that by contacting us either through our website or by reaching us directly.
It's outstanding. We helped her launch that book back when it first came out, and I still am continue to encourage you to find it. TalkListen.com, is that right?
Yes, TalkListen.com.
Right. Check her out that website, and she can help you with your corporate communication issues, which I promise you we all need to improve on them because it's of the culture.
And
it's important that our culture, we communicate as a culture better. And one of the issues that we have in our businesses and in our lives is sometimes we get angry. Is anger ever a good thing, Beverly?
I think it can be, especially for people who are holding it inside to be able to express it, can be very helpful for them physically. Here's the thing I tell people. Any emotion is not bad. We think they're bad, but we need to feel them. In other words, I encourage my clients, think of something that makes you really angry when you're all by yourself. Just think about it. And then instead of thinking about how could that person have said that, once you feel the anger, start paying attention to what your body's doing. And if you really pay attention, you're going to realize that the blood kind of leaves your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down into your arms. I mean, you want to hit something, your stomach is all acidic. Understand what this particular emotion is doing so that when you feel it in real life, you can turn it off just as you did in that exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And you can examine it, and then you know you have to have a conversation with that person. I make a rule. I don't talk to people when I'm angry at them. I say, I need to walk away. I was on a vacation with my sister, and she has a habit of creating rules to games that people have played since they're children. But now there's a new rule. And so in the middle of this game, she said, oh, no, you can't do that. And I looked at her, and she goes, no, that's a rule. And I said, excuse me, I'm going for a walk. And I went out, and I'm walking around the resort. And I come back, and I'm fine. And she goes, well, why did you get so mad? No, she goes, why did you leave? And I said, oh, because you making up rules makes me angry, and motion changes emotion.
Is it?
So
but can't we make sure that we don't over dramatize what we might call anger, but we really isn't. For example, the thing that really sets me off more than anything else is stupid. Stupid makes me nuts. Now, when I say stupid, I'm not talking about ignorant. Ignorant is when you don't
know
that you're not supposed to. Now, an ignorant, when something is ignorant, I can deal with that. I can train people. I can help them. I can learn myself, right? But when somebody knows better and they do it anyway, now that's stupid.
Yes.
I can't stand that. However, my first reaction, somebody might think would be anger, but it's really just me reacting negatively. It only becomes anger if the person who's stupid acts like they don't care. That's when I get angry. So I go from being really disappointed and kind of very upset to being angry. Isn't it important to differentiate that?
It is. And there is something out there. It's called the emotional wheel, and it's huge. It has like 8 emotions that we would recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Like sadness and fear and joy. But then it gets, it, there's so many that, and they're all connected to one of those big ones. But yes, all negative emotions are not anger.
Mm-hmm.
And even we could go as far as all negative volatile emotions are not right. anger.
So for example, in the case I was talking about, I'm never going to apologize for being angry and stupid, but if that person continues to do that and I continue to employ them, then all I'm doing is creating a caustic situation for myself, right?
You're being stupid.
Exactly. Well said.
So you need to have conversations with people, and the best thing to do is own it. It's my emotion. It's my anger. It doesn't matter what you did. It's my emotion, and so you come at the conversation with, I am having a problem with, and mm-hmm. you state the behavior. What can we do to change this?
Right. And ultimately, you say, I'm having a problem. After about the eighth time or the third time, I'm having a problem with you being an employee in this company. Have a good life.
Well, I have said to people, I don't handle stupid well.
That's the one I think that gets most small business owners. TalkListen.com is the website. Beverly, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
See you next time. Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to follow her. You'll thank me later. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.